If you have any questions or concerns about this week's episode, please call or text producer Dan at 778-288-9255.
Start the party, Dan! It's time to turn it up. We're getting crazy, going wild, talking nasty stuff. Dude, scrolling hell, sight, fucked up. Fire, boom, roast, mad puffs, sticking up the replies. We don't want to go to school. We don't want to get a job. We just want to get online and get our asses blocked. We don't follow the rules. We do whatever we want. It's Block Party, the podcast, like we're tweeting a duck.
Quack. Hello, friends, idiots, and friends who are also idiots. Welcome to your favorite podcast about social media and rejection. It is Block Party. This is episode number 296. I'm John.
I'm Stefan.
And with us is a returning guest to the program, one of our faves, the author of that theme song that you just heard.
And the singer of it, too.
Yes, and also the singer of it. You may know him from Howl Dottie's Fast Track. You may know him from Big Howl and Possum's podcast. You may know him from his brand new album, I Need Some Help, which is out now. Howl Dottie is here. Hi, Howl.
Hi, Howl.
Hey, guys. Hello. What's up? Be here.
Now, right off the top, I think we need to address something, because Stefan did note Howl is singing it as well, which he was making a joke, but It's also weird because a lot of our listeners over time have thought of both the main theme and our bonus theme that I am singing it.
I think it's the Start the Party, Dan. Like, it sounds kind of, I can sort of see it, but like,
we are not, I mean, no. Howl and I are from different places of the world. We have different accents.
Of course.
I don't feel like we sound the same, but we get questions often and like, is that John singing the theme song?
It's possible that I am channeling you in some way when I start to write a Blocked Party.
I think when you say song. Start the Party, Dan, you do sort of get into John mode a little bit.
Oh,
Start the Party, always, Dan!
That is a sample of John,
isn't
it?
That
is John. Yeah, yeah. And that's so John. That's the thing, yeah. So that's where it is.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Oh!
The first line is you.
I genuinely did not know that.
Right. And I forgot.
After that, it sounds like
It 96 times, or I guess 97 times, because we played it on episode 200, and I never knew that was my own voice. Dan, can you play that again? Just the start?
Start the party, Dan!
You can hear me? That's you. That's you. Can definitely tell that's you.
Fuck! That's mind-blowing to me.
But then you can you can see how people think it's you, because they hear that, and they're like, well, the rest of... Because then you can kind of, like, it sort of blends into it a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
We definitely get it more with the bonus theme. I feel like that, just because it's like... Psst, hey.
Oh, yeah.
I think people think it's me being
you're a very sensual guy.
Yeah, people are often imagining me nude and or fornicating when they hear me in this podcast.
Of course, Yeah, absolutely.
You could combine the two. You could go, hey, start the party, Dan.
Oh.
Ooh, that's... Ooh. Maybe that's too sensual. That sounds too sensual, actually.
It's a little horny.
It. Oh, Dan got the large Diet Coke too. I love it. There we go.
Or we could combine them both, and it could be very jarring, where it's like, psst, hey, start the party, Dan.
Sort of trick them a little bit, because we do need to figure out what we're gonna do for the new intro.
Yeah, right? That's true. Actually, Howl, maybe you can have some input here, because we so we've had Start the Party, Dan. We've had Rip It Dan. But
and then we've had his phone number.
And then we've had his phone number. So now we need a new, like, lead into the theme song.
Yeah, I am going to, without spoiling anything about what the new theme song is like, I will tell you, this might change your approach.
Okay.
But the new theme song does start with funeral bells tolling.
Okay.
Like hell's bells, basically.
Okay.
So if that puts you in the right mood, you might want to play with that. You might want to play with the
So maybe I got to start with, like, we're all going to die or something like that. Yeah. You know?
Okay.
Get really creepy with it.
Even you, listener, get them in the right headspace for an episode. Even you, listener, are one day going to die.
I want to say, Dan, this is an interesting way. This is how you drink your McDonald's drinks?
No, they didn't give me a fucking straw.
Okay.
They didn't give him a straw.
That sucks.
Yeah, that sucks. Is it one of those ones where you had to ask for the straw in the order and you just didn't?
I don't know. Sometimes they give me one, sometimes they don't. They're all fucked up over there.
Now, yeah. What did you get for
breakfast?
I was
thinking it seemed very luxurious to get the fountain soda and then just pop the top off and just be glug off. And just be glugging it. seems nice, actually.
It does.
Yeah. I feel like I like the straw. I feel like I like the... There's something about the way it hits your mouth when you're sucking it in.
It's the paper straw now, though, right?
Well, yeah, there's the something straw.
About the straw.
The paper straw is bad. The bamboo straw is good because it's like almost like it is like a hard plastic almost.
Yeah, if they don't give you a straw, then you can like reuse an old one you have on your desk behind you or whatever, but not with what the paper straws.
Are you saving the paper straws on your desk?
No, I just have a drink from like 2 days ago behind me.
Okay, what kind
of
straws?
But the paper straw is disintegrated.
It's fucked. You can't use it now, so I would be using that.
That's what's the drink from 2 days ago?
You can't use it 2/3 of the way into the drink either. So, yeah. I mean, that's the problem with the paper straw.
The paper straws. Look, you know.
I'm ready to go back to plastic.
Honestly, I think the paper straw, I think even
I don't
like,
know about you guys, but plastic bags were fucking goated. And so are plastic straws. And I say we go back.
I think everyone admits.
The world's fucked anyway. Let's get serious here for a minute. Like, we're all going to die in the next 20 to 25 years in the climate wars.
We might as well have
plastic straws. Who cares if we speed it up by a year at this point?
I do think preferring plastic straws is like my most right wing opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give them, I'll give right wing guys this. Paper straws fucking suck. They're bad.
Yeah.
However, the fake plasticky bamboo straws they've recently come out with are genuinely good. Those are fine because they're like hard and they don't disintegrate.
Yeah.
So those
can
are
kill,
fine.
You can kill somebody with them as well.
Yeah, because if you break it, it is actually quite sharp too.
And more pandas will die because the bamboo crops are down.
That's right.
So that's also a plus.
Yeah.
You guys really are on a right wing path.
We've been
now.
Trying to figure out how to graft for years, and maybe this is the way we do it.
I think we kind of have to, I think, at some point. So
I just don't even think, I think at this point, like, paper straws are so bad that I feel like saying I want plastic straws back isn't even controversial.
No, it's not.
Like, I don't think anyone would be mad and tweet at us like, I can't believe John said he wants plastic straws back. Everybody's kind of like, yeah.
Everyone agrees. I remember going to...
One's attitude towards paper straws is these are bad.
I think when they first came out, it was like, whatever, this is no big deal. And then you realize like, oh, this actually fucking sucks. And I remember going to, I think it was a Starbucks near my old place, and getting a drink, and they gave me a plastic straw, and I was like, oh my god, this is incredible. This feels so like wrong. I love it, you know. And the straw was great. It was a great straw, you know. And it was one of the ones the bendy ones too, with like sort of the
I don't like those. I like a straight to the mouth.
I love that. Well, compared to a paper straw though, I mean, you'll take that obviously.
Oh, absolutely. You can't get a bendy paper straw. But the funny thing about the paper straws is that they come in a plastic like bag. They come in like a little plastic.
And how come when you get hot dogs and hot dog buns, it's like a different number of each one? I mean, what are we doing here? You know?
Yeah.
Come on.
Seems like a simple fix.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
I just, you know, it genuinely is, and I don't even care about politics, really. I don't even pay attention. But, like, it truly is. No, but, like...
Speaking of straws, I don't even pay attention to it. That's how weird politics is now.
No, but I was going to say, like...
Straws.
No, but I'm saying, like, the kind of thing is that...
Sort of a
like,
straw man argument, but, John, this is a little ridiculous.
A plastic straw man.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is that... It's not even a straw man. It's just like, I agree with people who are like, okay, we're letting these billionaires like pollute all the, like, we're not checking them, but I have to lose my plastic straws because you're pumping shit into
that. We obviously know what the solution to a lot of those problems is.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's my only political view.
Sure. I think that's a reasonable view, is that it's the little people who are getting punished for what the big corporations are doing, right? We all know that, obviously. So just give us the fucking plastic straws back.
Just give us the plastic straws back.
I want to throw them in the ocean and kill some sea turtles. You know what I mean? Yes. The paper straws don't kill sea turtles.
No, that's not even real.
You guys are going to get my sea turtle sponsorship canceled.
Sorry, I didn't notice that you were wearing a Save the Sea Turtles shirt. That's on me. Couldn't read it. That's my only... I shouldn't say that's my only political opinion. I have some other ones as well, but...
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to be... I'm playing both sides of the fence. I mean, we don't know who's listening to this podcast, right? We got to be...
You have a general idea, I feel like.
Yeah,
right?
No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
I really feel bad for what's going on in America at the moment.
Well,
we don't need to get into it.
I think it was YKS in their Discord a few years ago, and Dan will know this for sure, where there was a guy who was like, complaining about how they were always like punching down towards like the right wing or whatever. Mm. And he's like, you guys know you have like conservative listeners, right? And then he just like left the Discord. And I think now his post is like a chat command in there that you can like bring up. That's so good. I like listening to YKS as like a right wing guy is very funny to me. You know?
Yeah. Every once in a while you can check the Flophouse is the podcast I produce that you can check the reviews for that and see somebody going like, used to be good. Now they gotta talk about how stupid conservatives are all the time. And it's like, yep.
Yeah, we do, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be shocked if we have any Republicans who listen to this podcast, but we probably do, I guess.
Well, your dad doesn't listen, I guess, does he?
Well, my dad is Canadian, so my dad's not
he's a Canadian Republican, which is... But, oh, yeah, Dan's dad, actually.
The Canadian Republican would be such a good...
Yeah, he's a can rep. No, my dad, though, I will say, in fairness to my father, the last couple elections, he's actually gone away from voting conservative.
Yeah, did he vote for Trudeau?
I don't know.
Well, voted for like it's not.
I genuinely don't know who he voted for. I just know that he hated Andrew Scheer so much that he was like, I can't vote for that guy.
Yeah. Presumably he doesn't like Pierre. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name.
Who could possibly?
What a nasty. Our future prime minister, unfortunately.
Yeah. Pierre Poilievre.
Yeah. God. When I first heard him talk, yeah. When I first heard him talk, I thought it was a joke. I thought someone like changed his voice to make him sound worse. He sounds worse than Jordan Peterson. It is like a similar type of voice, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
It's a model UN voice.
And he's also like very
Kermit voice.
Oh, it's bad.
Totally. And he's very humorless about it because Chris Wilson, he's still a great comedian, but was formerly Vancouver comedian, very funny guy, does an impression of him on This Hour Has 22 Minutes, and it's very good. Yeah. And he like met Poilievre in person, like they were filming a thing, and he did the impression to Poilievre, and he did not. He has no sense of humor at all. I don't think he realized what was going on.
That's the best. They don't like it. They don't like the impression. That's good.
Oh, he was unhappy.
I miss when Nardwar used to do the hip flip with politicians. Do you remember that?
Yes.
You know who Nardwar is, right, Hal?
I know who Nardwar is. Yeah. Vancouver. I don't think I've ever watched any Nardwar stuff.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's great. He's fantastic. He's Vancouver legend. Yeah. It's like so good to see him like blow up in like his like later days because he's like in his 60s, I'm pretty sure. He's getting up
late 50s, I think. But I mean, he started doing interviews in like the early 90s. Like he interviewed Nirvana. Like when Kurt was still alive and
like, was still doing like the same bit and everything. Yeah, totally. But he had a thing called the hip flip. And what it is like, it's like a tube sort of with like, and you like press it up against your stomach and up against another person's stomach. And you're like keeping it together with like, and there's like a ring or like a thing that goes around and you're trying to like flip it around together. And he was asking
like a party game.
Yeah. And he was asking various Canadian politicians during like the election in like, God, it's like early 2000s.
Yeah. He asked Sean Chrétien if he would do it. No, he didn't know what it was.
No, he didn't do it. Someone did. Maybe it was Jack Layton did it.
Yeah. I can't remember, but.
But anyway, yeah. It was.
Chrétien just tried to pretend. He was like, I don't know what you're talking. I don't know what you're talking about. You know, Chrétien barely commanded English. So
he got pied a couple times. I remember that was a big deal.
Chrétien, that's right. I forgot about that. That's what happens in Canada. Like in America, the presidential candidates get shot at. In Canada, they get a pie.
Yeah. And it's like a huge issue.
And it's a huge deal. National security. They let him pie him. What flavor of pie was it? Banana cream. Put him in jail for life.
Banana cream I've never had before.
It's a great pie.
Is it good?
Absolutely.
Is it actually good?
Yes.
I don't know.
It is.
I don't know. How what's your go-to pie, Hal?
I mean, I would pick an apple pie, a slice of apple pie over most things.
Yeah.
But I love buttermilk pie a lot, which is
buttermilk pie.
Like, it's like chess pie, basically.
That's both of those things you just said mean nothing to me.
Buttermilk. I know chess pie, I think.
Chess pie is like, it's kind of like a...
Oh, buttermilk pie looks good.
Chocolate and vanilla or something? What's chess pie?
Chess pie.
There's like a checkerboard version of some kind of pie. I know what you're talking about, but I don't think that's chess pie. The chess pie I know of God, what is the filling of buttermilk pie like? I'm trying to think of... Because it's just like a really good... like filling made of I don't know, like default pie goo. Like, I don't even know what it, I don't know what is in it. It's,
oh man, this sentence is very American. I'll say buttermilk pie is associated with the cuisine of the Southern United States. It is one of the desperation pies.
Desperation. That's the word I was looking for. It's a desperation pie because it's made of, it has no, like, it doesn't have chocolate in it. It doesn't have anything that you would have to spend money on. It doesn't have
any. It's like it pies that you made in the Depression kind of thing. Is that like
a, yeah.
Okay. So, okay, I'm seeing chess pie here as well. So it's almost like
chess pie looks good.
It's so
kind
good.
Of like a custard. Is it? No, not really. Is it
somewhere? Yeah, it's sort
like
of,
I'm looking at it and I can't even tell what it is.
I think it's heartier than a custard.
Oh, it says it's similar to Jefferson Davis pie.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, well, yeah, okay. Yeah. Why didn't you just say that, Howell? You fucking idiot. I've never heard of or seen any of these pies.
That's so funny for that pie. You can either, the pie is either named after like the classic game played by smart guys or America's most famous racist. It's one of the two. Actually, is he their most famous racist? Who's your most famous racist? Jefferson Davis.
Oh.
Former president of the Confederate States. So pretty famous racist, I feel like.
Definitely a famous racist.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it might be Donald Trump, right?
It could be. You could certainly make an argument that it's Donald Trump, but it's because you're combining the most famous fame with like Jefferson. Like, nobody's heard of Jefferson Davis or anything. You have to, notoriety combined with racism. I mean, Robert E. Lee, of course.
Robert E. Lee. I mean, George W. Bush, honestly. Like, honestly, most presidents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's not. Oh, wasn't Ulysses S. Grant is like also kind of a famous racist, isn't he?
I thought.
I think he. Probably, yeah. But I think he did fight for
for the union. Yeah. Okay. Never mind. Yeah. Okay. What for some reason, I had him in my mind being like.
What about, what was that, Dan?
What about Jesse Farrar?
Oh, he's not famous.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Sorry.
Howell, do you do the slice of cheddar on apple pie?
I actually don't think I've ever had that.
Look,
I would do it.
It's a Southern thing, I feel like, right? Because I know Jesse does it, and I tried it recently. And John, I think you've done it, right? I think, right? The cheddar,
slice of cheddar on apple? I feel like I have.
It is really good.
Yeah. Okay.
I could see that for sure. I mean, I love like brie and apples is like a amazing.
It's similar to that. So
for me, it's not hard to imagine that a combination of cheese and apples would be.
Oh, it's so, and just cheddar is just like, so, you know what I mean? Just like a big slice of orange cheddar.
Oof. The apple pie that we get the most, my family and me and my wife, it has like a caramel frosting on the top of it. That's really thick and rare, very good, and then a crumble, then like a sugar crumble under that.
Oh,
so I never am eating this pie and going, I should add something to this.
Right. No, at that point,
doesn't enter my mind.
I feel like if it's caramel, you probably don't want the cheddar. I feel caramel.
It's more for like if it's just a plain slice of apple pie with just the normal pie crust and everything. Yeah. Where do you stand on rhubarb pie?
I love rhubarb pie.
Ooh, rhubarb pie is pie is so good. Rhubarb pie is very nice. It's really, really good.
But I'm having my rhubarb par.
fuck, man.
I will say, like, I am a big, I think I've said this before because this is a tough sentence to speak, but I am a big cream pie fan. And I think most cream pies.
Oh, I know.
Most cream pies are. I like them all, like banana, coconut, chocolate.
Can I clip you saying that for when you come on Golf Kings in like a week?
Well,
just for
rules,
that,
the rules are the same as always.
Yeah,
you show me the check, and I will allow you.
Gonna have it clip so I can play it for free. So there's no money involved.
No. Okay. Well, then no.
Then
the
no.
Answer is
okay.
No.
Can you slightly rephrase it? Can you say more like I love getting cream pied? Can you say it more like that?
Yeah, that's what you call eating a cream pie.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before. Is that like an American thing?
I love getting cream pied in my ass, you know? Like, Okay, Dan, Dan's trying to figure out how to
clip how to market in the middle of the episode.
Yeah.
Hurt his head.
Oh my God. I'm seeing the fountain drink. I'm going to be getting a fountain drink tomorrow. I'm very excited. I'm going to the movies tomorrow. So it's a big part of my weekend.
I was
going
to say, what a fucking dumb thing to say.
No, but I know in advance that I'm getting a fountain drink. So I'm excited. I'm going to What? I'm just excited for it. I don't get fountain drinks that often.
Oh,
so it's
my
nice.
God, man. What are you going to go? Let me guess. You're going to see Twisters.
No, we're going to see Long Legs.
Oh, worse.
Oh, you're not a movie guy. Hell, have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen Long Legs yet. I've heard good things.
It looks good. It looks scary.
I feel like I've seen Long Legs before. Like, at least I've definitely seen Long Legs 29, 30, and 33.
What are you doing? You're doing what?
Porno,
like a porno thing?
Yeah. Right. Like a leg fetish.
You didn't get that?
Like a leg fetish porno?
Leg fetish porno.
Like a leg, leg fetish. Like just like the girls have long legs.
That would be a leg fetish.
Is that a fetish, though? If you're just like,
I think if legs is in the title, I think it's yeah.
A leg. Oh, you got a leg fetish? That doesn't make any sense.
I think John is thinking of like really old timey porno where they would have just called dames legs. They would
maybe
a pair of legs on the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sort of a vintage porno guy. Yeah.
Like if legs is in the title, then that's the focal point of the porno.
I don't think
not entirely true though. Cause bang bus, I wouldn't argue like the bus is important, but it's not like, the banging.
Nobody fucks their dick in the bus.
I wonder how the bus feels about that. We've never really thought about how the bus.
I wonder if there's a guy, you know, like there's the TLC. The TLC show, like my weird obsession or my weird.
Yeah,
right.
And there's a guy who.
Addiction.
Yeah. And there's the guy who fucks his car. I wonder if he heard about bang bus and was
how does he fuck the car? He fucks the gas tank or the exhaust pipe?
He just like rubs his cock all over it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And like sucks on it and stuff.
Ugh.
Sucks on the car. I'm sucking on my car.
Yeah, he says it's about how he fucks his car, and then it shows him like gently kissing the hood of the car.
But we know what's because they can't show him like fully nude, like fucking his. And I think part of it is that he'll be like inside the car, like jacking off and like sticking his fingers into like the vents or whatever, like and just going like
well,
like,
in
moving
fairness,
the dials around and stuff, and like
in fairness. It would be cool if you had that because then you wouldn't even have to have like you wouldn't have to go on dates or anything. You're just like my girlfriend's in my driveway.
They show him in the show driving to like make out point and it's like just him because he's there with his car. It's great.
I've actually come all the way around on this. I think I wish I was in.
Have you seen the clip of the guy fucking his car? Okay, hold on.
I haven't seen Stefan again. You think I would never see something like this.
Sex with my car. Okay, here it is.
It's literally called Sex with My Car?
Yeah, I've clicked the
Isn't that a Too Short song?
And I will say the hyperlink is purple because I have clicked it before. So
what else is new?
I also do want to say I was on Wikipedia because I was looking up Ulysses S. Grant and I just remembered this. This was like 3 weeks ago and I was going to do it as a social media update and forgot. But 3 weeks ago, the featured article on Wikipedia was torture. And it was just like, torture is like a method of like causing pain. And it was just like all of the lists of like types of torture. And it was like,
that's cool.
Yeah. I don't know how they chose the featured article for that day, but this is the guy fucking his car. he like kisses on his car and stuff and he rubs himself on his car. And like, I feel like it's okay to make fun of this guy, I think. I think it's fine.
I said, I don't even think I'm making fun of him. I'm kind of
well. Blind. Wait till you watch this. Then I think you will be making fun of him.
Okay. Like that, I was talking about, like liking women that have long legs, and we somehow ended up on. You guys seen the guy who fucks his car?
Yeah, there we go.
There it is. There it is.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Good morning, baby. Handsome man.
Oh, it's a man. Okay.
I think so, yeah.
Is in a committed
he's gay with his car.
Well, that's what I was a little surprised because I think people think of cars and boats as women, right?
It's very funny imagining his dad getting mad, but only because the car is a boy. You need to fuck a lady car.
Not just filthy connection.
He comes home one day and his dad's there with a pink car, like, don't you like?
It's got the eyelashes on the headlights.
Dan, can you put the captions on?
Ugliest car I've ever seen.
Can I what?
Can you put the captions on?
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
I just want to see what he's... it's always a good sign.
I don't know what he's saying.
When you're watching a video about a guy fucking his car, and then you go to the timeline thing, and there's like this huge spike in the middle.
Yeah.
Give him a kiss here. And just kind of caressing down the side.
My initial reaction was I was kind of shocked. It was kind of weird because it was just hard to understand.
Yeah. I think that's a reasonable...
It says room. It credits her as roommate, not ex-wife / roommate.
Yeah, totally. Oh, wow. The Eiffel Tower would be an expensive one.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know why I feel the way I do. But I just absolutely love Chase. We always have such a good time together.
Chase is a good name for a car.
A lot of the same
music. Yeah.
It really is. Because it's fast.
It's Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon. I think you can guess how you'd buy something for your fiance or your wife. And then usually for his birthday, I try to do something special for him too.
Get him new wiper blades. take him for an oil change.
Against him a little. And
here, he's at makeout point.
Wow, when I think about it, I'm married to my car too. Shit.
But Nathaniel's relationship with Chase goes beyond dates and presents.
Yep.
We have our times when we get sexual.
Does that feel good?
How? Why did he agree to be on this show? I mean, this is so rough. Baby.
Well, I do feel like this is like fake, but like,
there's a
fender.
It's like really fake.
Hood. And
if I found out this guy was like a UCB comedian, I would not be surprised. You know, and just like tricked the show
and rub against him like that.
Yeah, that's fair. Whenever I see something like this, I always think
one of his more bold positions is.
I think about how crazy it is. It's crazy for me to imagine living in a rural area where you just have a lot of space and you could do something all day and nobody would notice at all.
Yeah,
people it's, that don't understand.
I think I would go crazy if I. If I just had so attached like a bunch of land and lived on it, or maybe I wouldn't go crazy.
I don't think you'd start fucking your car.
I might start fucking my car if I just didn't have immediate neighbors.
Yeah,
I wasn't with him
for like 24 hours. Like I don't have neighbors for 24 hours. I'm already fucking my car.
It's also so funny to blur out like the model of car.
Yeah,
not a nice car.
No,
gather myself here. I'm sorry for all this.
It's got to be so hard when he's driving it. Like, what if it crashes?
Oh, my God.
I think life would be easier if he did change.
Okay, that's just enough of this.
I think life would be easier if he didn't fuck his car. Yeah.
I mean, I would probably agree with that.
That seems like a pretty reasonable level.
But again, though, I'm saying you don't have to do online dating. You don't have to...
No, but it's like Carfax, I guess, would be like your online dating, right? That's like Tinder, but for...
Your Carfax profile.
Yeah.
Now, here's a question, though. Would it be wrong if he got turned on by the cartoon movie Cars?
That would be disgusting.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, that would be gross.
That's sort of like hentai, but for him.
What if he went on a bus?
Like
what
Speed Racer, he is also, you can't watch that.
What is a bus to him? Is that like just like a gangbang? Like, what is that?
A bus? Right? Is a bus a gangbang?
No, there's like there'd be a bunch of people. First of all, I don't think he's in an area that has much public transit. So
I just think he would think the bus is too big. Like he'd be like I'm not attracted.
BBW type thing.
Yeah, exactly.
The bus is a BBW. I think
I think is more likely.
Well, I think a big
BBB.
Yeah, that's an SS BBW, which is Super Saiyan BBW, which is a thing.
Okay. I don't know if I was supposed to have a reaction.
No, that's the proper reaction, I think, to have. Okay. That's okay.
Just checking, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I know that because of our friend John Hendren.
I know that because...
John has...
I'm going to be honest, I didn't care how you knew it.
Well, but you probably assumed it was John.
Well, yeah, but the first question on my mind was not, geez, I wonder how Stefan knows about that.
Not to blow up our friend John's spot, but he has become obsessed with this German guy who lives in Las Vegas and has like a hype house for BBWs, so...
What?
Yeah. This can be like a whole other episode. We can move on. We can go back to the guy fucking his car.
Yeah. I'd kind
of wish we had gone to the hype house instead of the car.
Oh my God! What about an airplane? What is an airplane to that guy? Is an airplane like a creature of some kind?
That's a different thing. To him, like loving an airplane,
an airplane is a bird thing.
Yeah.
What's the thing? Is every vehicle like an equivalent of like a living thing to him, or is it just this one red car that he drives?
Yeah. Because I would. Well, I don't know if he gets turned on by other cars, but to me, like an airplane would be like a frog. I feel like it's not
right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like looking at his car, he has like pretty low standards. You know what I mean?
The car is not nice.
His car is kind of a butter car. You know,
yeah. If he went to a marina, he would call it an aquarium because he thinks all the boats,
the boats are fish.
Yes,
but the fish live above water.
Yeah, but they're all in the water. Sure. Yeah.
Can the submarine be a fish?
So, definitely. For sure.
Okay. Okay.
Submarines are fish to him.
I think a boat could be a bird floating on the water.
Maybe it's a penguin. Oh yeah, yeah, or a duck. Maybe ducks can fly though
is the thing, right? Mm. But the duck flying is like when they take the boat out of the water for the season or something, and it's on the back of a. So the duck flying is like when a boat is on like a trailer.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. There we go.
Yeah,
being pulled by a wife.
Being pulled by my wife, the car. Yeah. Well, my husband actually.
My husband. Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
Sorry to the
just car. In case you thought 296 episodes in, Block Party lost our fastball. We still have it as we contemplate what the Sex with My Car guy thinks other vehicles are.
What is a tank? What is a tank going to be? A tank is going to be like...
It's like an elephant.
I think it's like an Old West sheriff to him. I think he thinks like the lawman in his Old West town.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, because I guess he would be scared of the tank because the tank could crush his car.
Tank is scary. Absolutely. Yeah.
So the tank is scary.
Do you think...
Yeah, it could also bring his car into town and string it up for its crime.
You know what? You know what I just thought of is if he wanted to do like a cuck thing, he could illegally park his car and watch it get towed. And he's like jacking off in a corner, watching his car get towed away.
Right? Because when a car gets towed, it's being fucked by the tow truck.
The tow truck is fucking the car when it tows it.
It's funny to imagine him watching this and going, "That's sick. That's disgusting." You all have a problem.
These guys think tow trucks are fucking the cars. They don't know. They're so stupid.
Yeah. What is a bicycle? A bicycle is like a caveman. It's primitive, right?
Bicycle is a caveman.
Right? Is a bicycle like a caveman?
Now we're writing Dave Byrne lyrics, I think.
I was just about to say, Bicycle is a Caveman is my favorite Belle and Sebastian song.
I think a bicycle could be a caveman. I think a skateboard would be...
A skateboard is a child.
You think, or like a cool teen.
Yeah. Skateboard is a teen.
So let's move away from skateboards.
Is a cool teen. Yeah.
Now we can move away. Yeah.
So he's not interested in skateboards.
I would hope not.
He's not. Yeah. Everything's above board here.
What about the Flintstones car?
That's like his dream, I think, right? Because you're powering it.
That's true.
That's like a foot fetish thing,
I think, right? Because you're using your bare feet.
But it's like a fantasy thing.
Go ahead, Hal. I was going to say, wouldn't it be, it's almost like a sex doll because it's not like a real car.
That would be like an RC car, I think, right? And he had some model cars behind him, right? In one of the shots.
Yeah, he had a few models that were different.
Is that porno? Is that just porno, you think?
See, to me, he's watching the Flintstones and that's like porno. It's like when you're watching a porno and they're doing something and you're like, I would like to do that, but I know that I will never do that. That's kind of like the Flintstones car.
I was going to say watching those Russian dash cam videos of car accident compilations is like snuff film, but that's kind of what it is already, right? You're just watching people die.
You've gotten all the way back around.
It literally is a snuff film already. So, yeah. What about, what do you think it's like for him if he sees one of those like the car crushing places where they have like the big electromagnet and it's like holding the car up? Is that like John? That's like Shibari, I think.
I don't think so.
I think that's like Shibari.
People don't die in Shibari.
John's all offended.
I think. Okay, no.
Yeah,
you know
I'm
you know
curious.
No, you know. Care. You know what Shibari is? Those parking garages where it's got the car elevator.
Right. Yeah.
And it brings it up to the, I think that's maybe Shibari, right? And then what about
I don't know what Shibari is to the car that is being
had. That's what we're fucking here for. That's what we're trying to figure out. What about like one of the big trailers that carries all the cars to the dealer?
Yeah, Shibari is when you put a car in a flatbed truck and you have to secure it with all the straps.
Oh, that is Shibari. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, that does make sense.
Obviously.
Yes.
What's a horse trailer?
I don't know.
Is that like a car getting fucked by a horse because the horse is inside the car?
No, a horse trailer is to him. It's when you see those like BDSM vehicles where it's like where somebody's like whipping like some leather clad people and they're pulling them on like a carriage or whatever. It's the exact opposite thing.
Yeah,
right. It's a horse. Right. It's a person being drawn by
right
people.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is a horse to him? Just a regular horse? Because that's a vehicle.
It's a dog. It's his dog.
A horse is a dog. All horses to him. Is a dog to him, and he fucks a car, and he's gay for it. Okay, I think
this is going to be like, there are probably some people who are like, you know, they're getting close to 300. I probably don't need to listen to Block Party anymore, and this is going to be the final push off of the dock into the water.
I think we're.
This
I think
is absolutely when someone from Broomgate checks out. Like,
no one from Broomgate is coming over here.
It's very funny to imagine someone listening to Broomgate like this weekend and being like, "Time to check out Block Party." And this is the first episode they listen to,
because it does say, we've talked about this, I think, but it says in the Broomgate episode description, Block Party.
Yes,
it says, so like, I'm sure John Cullen bracket Block Party.
We've certainly picked up some listeners for one episode, I think, maybe. Or they've gone back and like looked up specific guests that maybe they're familiar with. But yeah, if you have just finished listening to Broomgate and you are listening to Block Party for the first time, just, this is basically what it is, essentially.
Yeah, this isn't a one-off.
This is the peak. This is not, it's not getting better than this.
If you don't like this, then this show's not for you.
What about a helicopter?
All right, time to move on to our social media updates.
What a fucking good segue.
Really the perfect segue for
that. That was good, yeah.
What did you see? Sports or politics, tweets and skis, hot takes on the TL or fast food freaks. It's our social media update.
Howell, we always like to start with the guest. What is going on your social media?
Well, I think y'all might have dodged a couple bullets here, because I was really thinking, I was going through some of my favorite social media things right now, and a lot of them are pretty prone to making people angry.
Yeah, you like good stuff. I feel like all the stuff you like is good stuff.
I love good things, but I was thinking about introducing you guys to like the Dad Bod veteran today, or or a guy named Bourbon Barbecue Barbells, who is like, if Rasputin was an epic bacon guy.
Oh my God.
I was thinking about bringing those guys into your orbit today. Thank and you. Instead I decided, you know what? I'm going to spread light and joy into the world. I'm going to share something that makes me just really happy, and by someone who I genuinely love, who I think is great.
Okay, this is nice. I thought it was going to be the guy fucking his car. Yeah, because it briefly
Dan
showed
still
up
had there. That up.
Yeah,
I was like, whoa.
It's this guy from the show who fucks his car. No, this is there's a country club down in Florida called Martin Downs Golf Club.
Okay,
and they have a social media director named Margo. Okay. who did in March a post where she just announced what the upcoming activities were at Martin Downs, and it blew up. It got like 4 million views or something on Instagram, and it's because of her very unique presence, which you will see. Dan, you can go ahead and play it.
Come on down to Martin Downs Golf and Country Club. Book your tee time today in our pro shop. It's a beautiful day at Martin Downs. Have a great day.
Wow. I like that. Has she ever been on camera before?
I don't think so.
Or like spoken?
It really looks like So she set the camera up at like a Dutch angle.
Yes.
You can see she has the remote in her hand.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So she is, yeah. she's, all of this is just Margot.
Yes.
And she just accidentally captured this sort of magical vibe.
Yes.
Where it's like she seems like she's about to cry the whole time, or
it does seem like she's kind of at gunpoint a little bit.
Yes, definitely, yeah, definitely someone, a gunpoint vibe for sure.
It's a gunpoint thing, like someone's going like, promote karaoke night at Chippers right now, like yeah. like to
Margo,
to holding
get the
a gun.
Fuck out there. If you okay, do not we... fucking promote this shit, our club will close.
Yeah, that's and this is okay. So here is Latin night at Chippers. Here we go.
Okay. Okay.
Hi everyone. The dance floor was on fire last night with Latin Fiesta. It was beautiful. The music was invigorating and everyone had a great time. We hope that next time you'll join us for the Latin Fiesta. The tequila was flowing, the margaritas were flowing,
okay.
and it was a wonderful night. Of Latin music and dance. We hope you'll join us next week here at Martin Downs Golf and Country Club. I would like to thank you from the Funky Monkey for this beautiful dress.
It's a great dress.
And yep. gorgeous accessories. Have a great day.
Oh my God. Okay.
Great.
This one started
yeah.
and I was like, oh wow, she's gotten a little bit better. Like she's really improved. Mm-hmm. And then it fell off a cliff.
This is actually substantially worse, I feel like, but in a really charming way.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. In the beginning, yeah. it was kind of to like, well, we had a great time last yeah. night. All the, like she was speaking in complete sentences without weird pauses.
Yeah.
And then as soon as she started to have to describe Latin night, it was
yeah.
everything went downhill.
Very, very funny also to do this after the event has happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think the first one blew up. So because she did the first one in March, and then because it blew up, there was like this thing where she had to start doing it every couple of days. She does one of these. And so now what's awesome is now every few days she posts one of these and a bunch of people are like, Margo, you look incredible. This is awesome. You're so, you know, like,
it's so nice. Everyone's so positive with her. Right?
Everyone is nice second? To her about it, for yeah. sure.
Now, Howell, I have a question for you here.
Sure.
I'm noticing a certain spelling in the.
Yes.
I was
wondering about this too.
Now, so it says there were dance lessons given and Margo Rita's. Yeah. Now,
she has her own beverage.
Okay, this is her signature drink. Okay, I wasn't sure if it was like a play on her name being Margot or she genuinely thought that's how margarita was spelled.
Sorry. My dog just loudly yacked in the background.
Oh, no. Was that Rosie or?
No, it was Danny.
Okay.
Danny's in here with me.
Oh.
He's okay. He's okay. Yeah, margaritas. She has her own beverage okay. in Chippers, which is in celebration of
and
her.
Chippers is like the restaurant that's in the golf club.
It's
that's
the such bar a good and name. Dance floor area that
okay.
she's
that's really
in right
good.
Here.
I don't want to know about this lady's politics. I will just say that because she's mm-hmm. so sweet.
I will say the country club is owned by a Democratic senator from Florida. So
okay,
I
it's probably about as good as
I
it gets in
know,
Florida.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know anything about his policies and stuff like that, but I would right. say it's at the very least, it's not a Trump place.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Dan, hit play on this one, I think.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah. Sorry.
Hi, everyone. Join us here at Chippers on Friday night. We are having Fish Fry Friday, and we are also having karaoke night. So if you like music and you love to sing, join us here.
A fish fry dance party seems.
Honestly, that yeah. sounds like a really good Friday night to me.
Yeah.
I would love to go to a fish fry. I had some fish yeah. and chips the other day. Fucking great. Really good.
So the last one that I put in there, I wanted to show, this is a very recent one. This is from this past week. And I just wanted to show, we were talking about improvement. I think, so critical to what Margot is and does is she sets these up herself. You can see she's still got the remote in her hand.
Yeah.
She does it all one take without rehearsal. I think that's very like critical to what she's doing.
If she's rehearsing these, I don't really understand.
It wouldn't work.
No.
It wouldn't work if she rehearsed them. But I did want to show you just how much she is improving in the sense that she's realizing her own importance and she's like going for it more and more.
The camera angle here seems a little better too, maybe.
She's holding a purse too, which is obviously a sign.
The Dutch angle for some reason. I don't know why.
Hi everyone, it's Margo. What are you doing? Shall we twirl into Monday together?
Like, oh, she's feeling herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
The confidence.
Fun twirling.
Oh.
Let us all be a reservoir of love.
Reservoir.
Wow.
She's like, into the world. She's become a messianic figure. And
twirling. I love them. It is so funny. I just love watching you twirl. So please send them to me. I will share them in my stories. Tonight we have bingo starting at 6:30. Prizes will be given away. It's going to be a fun night. We're open to the public. So come on down to Martin Downs Golf and Country Club. On Wednesday is Caribbean music. And the first weekend in August, August 3rd, we are having a sock hop.
Wow.
DJ
band. We're having a sock hop.
Come on down.
Sock hop DJ band.
Wearing our pool skirts. And it's going to be fun. So have a great day.
I'm gonna follow her right now on Instagram.
She's awesome.
This is great.
I love Margo so much. She brings so much joy into my life.
How old do we think Margo is?
I think she's 50s.
Early 50s, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. She seems great. I think she
could be a very glamorous like 60s. I think she could be a very glamorous
60s. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She's great. That's so nice.
Or very radiant, I should say.
It was fun seeing her start to kind of like...
I'm following Martin Downs now as well.
Yeah.
Wow, nice they have start a nail salon in the golf course too. I didn't know.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
This page truly just is Margo doing these videos. Eh? Wow.
I love it. Yeah.
Something very clunky about the phrase, come on down to Martin Downs, and she's like never changed it or improved upon it, and it's so beautiful. It as like one of the many, many things woven into that fabric. I love her so much.
Really good. Really nice. My social media update this week, I have found, so Twisters just came out, the movie Twisters. I do probably want to go see it.
I think I'm going to go see it Monday.
Yeah. I think it's supposed to be pretty good.
I will not be seeing it.
Anyway,
I refuse to learn who Glenn Powell is.
You know what? I like Glenn Powell, but I didn't like The Hitman. He's really good in the new Top Gun movie because he's really good at like playing a smarmy asshole.
Yeah.
So he's great in that sort of role. I think that's kind of the character he plays in Twisters, it sounds like. Anyway, there's an account on Blue Sky.
Oh, you like me?
Yes. There's an account on Blue Sky called DVD Menus. And this is a screen grab from the Twister DVD menu, the special features page. And there is a music video for a song called Humans Being by Van Halen.
That's a beautiful song.
Great
title
song
right
title.
There.
I didn't know Van Halen was involved with the movie Twister, but apparently it got to the point where Sammy Hagar was so obsessed with tornadoes that his bandmates kept telling him to stop writing about tornadoes, and then he quit the band. So I'm not sure where this interview is from. This is Partinardi on Blue Sky, who's very funny. They posted a screen grab of an interview with, I guess, Eddie Van Halen, EVH.
Yeah.
And he says, I'd say that we actually had problems on every album except for 5150. Sammy wouldn't even work with producer Andy Johns on For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. Oh, that's fuck. I just got that.
Yeah,
that's fuck.
That's really good. Yep.
He demanded to work with Ted Templeman because Ted lets him get away with everything. Then, like I said, things got really ridiculous when he started working on the music for Twister. Alex had called up the director, Yann DeMont, to ask him how closely he wanted the lyrics of the song that became Humans Being to be related to the movie's context. DeMont said, oh, please don't write about...
Good question.
Yeah. DeMont said, please don't write about tornadoes. I don't want this to be a narrative for the movie. So we put him in contact with Sam, who called me and said, I had a great conversation with DeBont and everything is cool. Then maybe 2 seconds after I got off the phone with Sammy, DeBont was like, Sammy's a little strange. I kept telling him that he shouldn't write any lyrics about tornadoes, but he still kept insisting that I fax him tornado-related technical jargon. Does Sammy just want to learn about twisters for his own personal reasons? I said, beats the hell out of me. And so what does Sammy come back with? Sky is turning black, knuckles turning white, headed for the hot zone. It was total tornado stuff. Not only did Alex tell him not to do that, but the director of the fucking movie told him, do not write about tornadoes. The situation with Sammy was so bad that I had to warn Bruce not to let him know that I had come up with the title and the melody, because if he found that out, he would have completely turned off. Whenever I suggested something to Sammy, he would just stop talking to me. Howell, so you're a musician. Funny. Have you ever wanted to write about tornadoes?
I don't have it. No, I don't think I have any. I don't think I have any songs about that.
I mean, maybe after seeing the movie, you're seeing twisters. So maybe.
What if I fax you a list of tornado terms?
I think there are probably some great, I mean, that I think is why. I think if you're writing a song, sometimes it's nice to look at a list of
terms and
cool
words.
Phrases.
Sure, yeah.
Like, tornadoes I think that's have a really lot of cool what phrases.
Happens. Funnel?
It's,
funnel
you know for sure when Sammy Hagar hot saw zone. The hot zone. Yeah,
oh exactly. My God. Like, yeah.
I mean, how would you not? How if you knew about the hot zone, how would you not
put Turtles that in? Turtles and oh. Twisters in the hot zone.
I mean,
zone.
That's it. There
it's
you go.
It's so funny, though, that he wanted to write a song that was just like... Twisters coming, baby.
Yeah, like the story of the movie in a Van Halen song is so funny. God.
Yeah.
Wonderful. John,
I mean, they should have let him.
It is Van Halen. So, you know, it's not like, you know, like Eddie Vedder doing the music for Into the Wild, where he's like, okay, I'm just going to do it solo. And it's going to be all like finger plucked banjos and mandolins and acoustic guitars. And it's like, I'm in the mountains, you know, whatever. Like, he was like, genuinely wanted to write a Van Halen song about tornadoes. You can't, you know, it would be the most absurd song you've ever heard that would not fit with the movie. Like, it would genuinely be so jarring if, like, the climax of the movie has like a Van Halen song and Sammy Hagar's going on and on about tornadoes.
It was also Twister came out in an era, I feel like, where you really want, where it seemed like everything was trending towards like the song for the movie. Was like a heartfelt ballad that they played over the end credits instead of the movie being like, we're going into the hot zone, baby. Like right in the middle of the right in the, like the, you got the touch moment of the movie or whatever.
Really good. John.
Okay. Found a great tweet. Was a text message exchange. I would like to believe that this is Tito Ortiz on the other end of this text message, but this is from A Gem Tattoo on Twitter, and they wrote, apparently it has been 6 years since this interaction with a potential client. Okay, so this is someone who wants a tattoo.
Okay.
And they're texting. A Gem says in the replies that at the time they were giving out their personal number if you wanted a tattoo. So this is to A Gem's it's to their phone. Yeah, it's Jack. I wanted to make an appointment. Okay, awesome. What did you want to get done? I was thinking some roses. Sweet. Where do you want the tattoo? At Diamond Mind. So they think that AGM is asking the like
right.
And then so AGM says, you're texting the right person then, because I work there. Haha. Yeah. Where on your body did you want the tattoo? I don't know what you mean. What? I'm not sure how else to say this. What body part would you like your tattoo? I still don't know what you mean. Do you want the tattoo on your arm? No, thank you. So where do you want it? I have no clue what you're saying.
What the fuck?
You have to put the tattoo on your body, right? Yes. And you have different parts of your body, right? Yes. So if you want a tattoo, you'll have to pick one of those body parts. Yes, that's right. So what body part do you want your roses on? I don't know. And then AJEB says, I think a consult might be best for you.
Get him down there. Get him down there. Get him face to face.
Maybe go to a doctor first where they can explain what the body is. And then,
So then AGM as a joke sent the meme of Patrick Starr from SpongeBob, not understanding, like not being able to read their own ID.
Yeah.
And then apparently because AGEM stopped sharing screen caps there. After the SpongeBob screenshot, he said SpongeBob is for willies and that he thought he should book with someone else. I never tattooed him, and I guess I'll never know what body part he wanted to get tattooed.
So, oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
That's so very nice.
Good. So it
good did feel like it was building up to a prank where they're like, can you just send me the tattoo or something like that?
Yeah. Like it feels fake, but yeah. I don't think that it's fake. Like it has enough of a thing where you're like, maybe it's not fake. Either way.
People are that stupid is the thing. Right?
For sure. Like, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what they are thinking. Who's like
really, really no clue at all. But yeah, really good.
Yeah. Great, great post. Whether it's fake or not, don't care. Really good. I mean, it's got a ton of retweets. So maybe, someone replied, this reads like they thought you would sell them weed and roses is the keyword.
Yeah. Totally. It does have that. It's like a code word. Yeah. And I don't know which, they didn't take me through this part of the password process.
Yeah.
Very strange. Anyway, speaking of strange things, let's move on to our block tale.
What did you tweet? You brought receipts. Block tale. Woo! No longer can see the post. It's a block tale. Woo! Woo!
How do you guys not do the woo every time on that?
I've heard the song 300 times. I think that's how it is. But I still do get past guest Kevin Banner sent us a video of him doing like balls and cocks and cocks and balls. That often like runs through my head when we're
good.
Yeah. Because really he was filming it, he was at work and he works in construction and he was like, it seems like he was like driving a bulldozer or something, and so he filmed himself and he starts singing the song normally. He's just like, no longer can, and then he just starts going cocks and balls and balls and dicks in a cocktail, and then so then now that's more what's running through my head than the woo woo parts. But anyway, Howell, it sounds like you have a very complex block tale for us. So hit us with it.
There's some things I want to get out there. I want to air. Okay. All right.
Yep.
It says, so I was listening to Eminem's new album out of curiosity.
Okay.
The other week.
You love Eminem.
Well, I saw Eminem posted about the Hawk Tua girl on Twitter. So that was pretty epic.
Yeah.
I didn't have that on my 2024 bingo card, by the way.
And I didn't either because I didn't know he knew about anything going on right now because I listened to his album.
Right.
So the
he's still rapping about Obi Trice and D12 on the new.
You would not believe it. Like I listened to his new album, air quotes new, because
what's it called? Is it the death of Slim Shady?
It's called the death of Slim Shady. He's finally killing off that guy that you thought was dead a long time ago. Like it's
sure.
Yes.
I was really curious what the fuck Eminem could have to say in 2024. What could he even possibly talk about?
Because the last thing I feel like people remember about him was the Donald Trump freestyle, where he's Donald like, Trump that's freestyle. An awfully hot coffee pot. And it's like the fucking worst thing in the world.
Which it was, but it was also like, it seemed like maybe he had watched television sometime in the last 10 years.
He knew who Donald Trump was.
He knew who Donald Trump was.
Yeah.
So this is like, this album is like you opened a door to a stale, dusty room that no fresh air has hit for years. And Slim Shady's like bouncing around in there and still talking about Tom Green and shit. Like I think Caitlyn Jenner was trending because he mentions Caitlyn Jenner so many times on the record.
Okay.
This is mind blowing. There is a song, the entire song is a diss on Christopher Reeves.
What?
The
Superman?
The Superman who's been dead for decades.
Yeah.
And who was paralyzed before he died.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know why he's bringing up Caitlyn Jenner and Christopher Reeves. Like, it's Slim Shady. But it's unbelievable. He's trying to like start a rap beef with a guy who's been dead for decades.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he died in like 2004, didn't he? Like,
Is it, was it that, was it, I even mean, that late? I thought it was like in the '90s he died.
I got a pet peeve. His name is Christopher Reeve.
But yeah, he died October 2000. He died 20 years ago.
Yeah, 2004, age 52.
It's, I like, it's so crazy. But the thing that killed me was one of the songs starts out with something like, he says, this will probably get me kicked off Twitter. This will get me banned, get me kicked off Twitter. And I'm like, you had years to fix that. But it's the first line of the fucking song, man. You had years to fix that. I had, so I have a song on my new record called Netflix Should Be Free.
Yeah.
And I've been working on that song, or it'd been a part of the record for over a year. And the whole time I'm like terrified that I'm going to wake up, because Netflix is like having all these financial issues and stuff. I'm terrified I'm going to wake up and it's going to be Netflix is now free with ads, or, you know, or Netflix closes. Netflix is done.
It's, or change dead. Their name.
Or they change their name or anything. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I mean, like, I would then immediately have to figure out, okay, could I say Hulu should be free? Could I, can I change it to something? And Hulu would, Hulu should be free would, I think would sound like Hulu paid me to, paid me to make
it. Yeah. Because Netflix is sort of like the one you think of, you know?
It's the one that, it's the Xerox of the, of those. So it's the one that like, it's the one that communicates what, the thing the best. Anyway, so, but what he says, this will get me kicked off Twitter. Not only is it not called Twitter anymore, which is not a huge deal because people still call it Twitter.
Yeah.
But the conversation for more than a year, for a couple of years, has not been, oh, Twitter is the woke site where that bans everybody who says whatever they want.
Yeah.
It's the opposite thing. So like, it have, I don't know, write a song where you talk about that, but instead it's, this will probably get me kicked off Twitter. But here's the big thing. The big thing that this did to me personally is I found this very ironic and annoying, because Eminem got me kicked off Twitter. Eminem got my ass kicked off.
Really? Okay, go on.
Because my primary account on Twitter for a long time, for a decade, was Lydia Burrell. I think the last time I was on a main feed episode of this show.
Yeah,
it was Lydia Burrell. That's my handle. That was the name of my old band. That's on, and even after that band was on indefinite hiatus, I still used that account a lot. I posted a lot on there, and I was very active on Twitter in those days. I did a lot of like, I mean, I did a lot of, I did whatever I thought was funny at the time. I did politics. I did silly stuff, real stuff, raw stuff. I did, but I'd get creative with making videos and posting them to Twitter. I also would document parody songs. Like I would go on YouTube, look up a topic for a parody song like Pumpkin Spice Lattes or COVID famous. We talked on a bonus episode about the COVID parody. Yeah. Thread.
Oh my God. Or I just can never forget it.
The Thanksgiving stuff in general too.
The Thanksgiving stuff. I had a bunch of Christmas, like I'm Santa and I know it, stuff like shit like that. I would just find my favorite moments of parody songs and I would post those. And what ended up eventually, because I was doing that kind of stuff, I got hit with DMCA strikes.
Sure.
Two of which were because of Eminem, Eminem's, you know, intellectual property or whatever, his copyrighted stuff. And the final one was Eminem. Now, I happen to think that everything I did on Twitter in those days was falls within fair use to me, because I was being creative with it. I was doing stuff with it and I was like interpreting it. And also I was sharing parody songs, stuff like that. I wasn't trying to make money off of Eminem's music or whatever. Sure. Right. Yeah. I was doing creative stuff with it. And so what I would like to do for my block tale is share all of the videos that got me DMCA strikes.
Okay.
So that we can look at them and say, okay, that was worth it, or that wasn't worth it, or that should have gotten me kicked off Twitter, or that shouldn't have gotten me kicked off Twitter.
Okay.
So All right. Yeah. Dan's got the first one pulled up here. And apologies to anybody listening on any platform where these immediately get DMCA striked.
Yeah, so if you're watching this on YouTube, yeah.
I don't know how that's all going to shake out, but hopefully we'll be able to describe these a little bit. But all right, this first one, I actually didn't get a DMCA strike for this first one, but it's the first in a thread that was caused a lot of problems for me.
Okay.
And it sets up what I was doing in that thread, which is, right. I said, my new hobby is making really shitty mashups in my phone. And I tried to make music mashups in the iMovie app on the iPhone.
Okay.
And iMovie is a terrible...
That app sucks, by the way.
That app sucks so bad. And it is the worst thing you could use to put music together because you can't change tempos. You can't snap down beats to stuff. You can't match up beats. So you can watch, because the way I did it is I screen grabbed the video of the session. You can see that I'm just nudging little chunks of different parts of songs around. Go ahead and play this one. And again, these are shitty, shitty mashups.
Oh my God.
I think the next part might actually get kind of good. I think this part gets good.
Okay.
Oh, it's messed up. No, it's messed up.
Okay.
No, it's anyway, sort of. Yeah. You can,
so, yeah. You can.
Oh, that's the part that's good. I had to use the flute version of the UB40 song.
Right.
Because I couldn't find an instrumental of it.
Girl talk, eat your heart out.
Yeah. All right. So that's what I was doing. While I was bored at work that week,
sure.
Right, was these. And so the next one is one that I got a DMCA strike for. And this one, I cannot, I don't know if I can prepare you for how shitty this mashup is, but just go ahead. I go ahead and play it.
Where's my snare?
Been hated or discriminated against. I've been protested and demonstrated. Signs for my wicked rhymes. Look at the times. Sick as the
oh my God.
Keep this emotions run deep. Zip is flaring from Paris. Blow them off and keep going. Not taking nothing from no one. Give them hell long as I'm breathing. Keep kicking ass in the morning and taking names in the evening. Leaving with the
This really surprised me because I didn't know that they would search for just the vocal part of a song.
Look at me now.
But Eminem's got a very strong team, I guess.
You look so ridiculous now. Sorry, mama.
Jesus Christ.
So bad. This sucks so bad.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. So since this is definitely gonna get muted, I'll say this is we didn't start the fire with Eminem rapping
Clean
My Closet over.
Oh my God.
That one.
Oh, okay.
Hated every second of that.
Yeah, that's
you can see parts that, where it sort of fit a little bit, but
a little bit. That I gotta say, not worth posting, not worth getting a DMCA strike over at all. All right, this one.
Oh no.
So this I got a strike for, not because of this. I got a strike for because of the Men in Black.
Spoiler.
Yeah. But yeah, you can go ahead and play it. This one surprised me with how well it turned out, actually.
Yeah, this one actually kind of goes.
Okay, it goes. When I made this, I had to I searched around to see if Earl Talk or Neil Cicariga had done this already. It matched so well right away. Except I had to do this. It's Man in the Box to Men in Black. And it works.
Yeah, that works.
This one is good.
Yeah.
This one is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have sex to this later. No.
Ooh.
Sometimes you try to make a shitty mashup and you accidentally make a good mashup.
Yeah. I think it was smart to follow up the Eminem one with this one because it makes this one seem even better.
I think this one actually came before the Eminem one in the thread, but I got struck on the Eminem one first. Again, I can't change the tempos. I can't change the pitch. I can't move the beat around at all. I just had to drop it in there and hope that it worked. So the fact that this is working at all is a miracle.
Right.
All right. Next up, this is not a mashup, I don't think. I don't think the next one's a mashup. I think this is the... Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is the... I made a little photo collage.
Okay.
About... Oh, this one. Whew, wow, this one. I made a photo collage about a quote tweet I did getting added to a moment. And I set it to the Pitbull song Moment featuring Christina Aguilera. Christina Aguilera, who coincidentally gets, like Christopher Reeves, has felt the wrath of Eminem in I think one of his most popular songs.
Yeah. Yes.
has an extended sexist rant against Christina Aguilera.
And Britney Spears, I think.
Well, the classic line of Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera arguing over who gave head to Fred Durst first. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. He pairs them up in that. But it is so crazy to me that is in one of his most famous songs. That really, anyway. This is... let's play it. Let's play it.
Pass for money. And get advice. Ask for advice.
That's me reading the tweet.
Money twice. I'm from the but that Chico nice. Y'all call it a moment. I call it life.
One day while the light is glowing, I'll be in my
just me writing the quote tweet.
But until the gates are open, I just wanna feel this moment.
We got it to a moment.
I just wanna feel this moment.
I'm so excited that I got to
remember this
moment.
Post. I fucking love this post.
So libertarians come for me.
You're dabbing on them.
I do the dab.
Yeah,
you got to dab.
Bam. Really so, good. Yeah, very good. I remember this post. I love this post.
Yeah. 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 Definitely worth a view on our YouTube.
It is. It's. It, I do kind of love it. I do kind of love it. It is also mystifying to me because there's so many things in here I wouldn't do anymore. I wouldn't bother. I wouldn't read a Pitchfork headline about Billy Corgan's politics.
Sure.
And be like, I got to quote tweet something about, I got to say yeah. something about Billy I feel Corgan's like politics.
We've all grown past that. It's kind of nice.
It's, you know? Yeah, it's just, it's weird. It's a different day. It's a different day for me. I mean, I'll say, when I look back on most of the shit I did on the Lydia Burrell account, all I see is a guy who was bored at work. And now I work for myself, so I'm yeah. not bored at work anymore.
Yeah.
But
you're
this,
just stealing time from yourself.
Exactly. Which is fine to do, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you know what? I'm my own boss, and fuck my boss.
Yeah.
But this is funny, but it also relies on you knowing like what a moment is.
Yes.
The gist of it is Billy Corgan said he's libertarian, hasn't voted since 1992. The quote tweet is me saying, got to hand it to, I say these people, meaning libertarians, they don't vote and they're getting everything that they want because the world is getting more
unregulated and worse. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And just like crediting them for, you know, I vote most of the time and the world's getting worse for me.
Yeah.
And you don't vote at all. And it's seemingly getting better. And then it got added to a moment, which meant that a bunch of people read it, which meant that I got a bunch of libertarian replies that were calling me like a bigot against libertarians for calling them these people. It was a great experience and I had to drop the dab on them. So, and that's
great form on the dab, by the way.
What's that?
Really good form on the dab.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
There was like a brief, like 1 month period where if you, as a teacher, the kids would ask you to dab. And if you mm-hmm. did it, they loved you. It was like a very fun month.
What about, like,
throw us a dab. And then
what about flossing, the floss dance? Do you have to do that?
No. Dabs are the only cultural move, cultural move moment.
There are definitely teachers who have to floss.
I'm sure there are, that
has definitely happened.
Totally. Yeah. I'm not saying that has never happened.
I think the dab was
the only thing in my career where it was just like, Mr. Cullen, do a dab. And then you'd do it. And then they'd be like, oh, they loved it.
It's
funny to imagine somebody who like hangs on to the dab thing, even past like the kids
there's still a teacher out there that's like,
it's doing the dab.
Yeah.
100%. The students, I think, would be smart enough to pretend to like it so that they could see it again.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd hope so anyway.
All right. And this last one is,
by the way,
one...
I can see how that one got you a copyright strike because it's just the song.
Yeah. It's just purely the song. Yeah. But I think I've applied the song in a transformative way, which
moment.
Is fair use.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the last one is one of my favorite YouTube videos. And this is the one that got me, like they struck me for this one, and then I was immediately suspended.
Was the account, it came back eventually, right?
Well, it did. Yeah.
Okay,
after
it was a while.
When Musk took over, I appealed it and they gave it back to me.
God.
But that's the thing. I don't really use that account. I have followers on there, so sometimes I'll try to promote stuff through it, but I don't use it for any, I don't use it as a creative outlet anymore or as a document of other people's creative outlets anymore.
Right.
But this is Eminem as well. This is, I was doing a Christmas parody thread and I found one of the best ones on YouTube. It's a student film from like a high school in Vancouver. That the three of you all went to, I guess. You guys all went to this high school.
We're aware of this.
Yeah, Dan, Stefan, and I famously all went to the same high school.
Yeah.
So it's a high school production, and it's on the YouTube page of the high school. It's not on the guy in the video's YouTube page. And it's a parody of Stan, where the kid is writing to Santa Claus.
Okay.
Great.
And it's very long, so we may want to skim through parts of it or something.
Okay. Really insane song choice.
Yeah.
I guess he's writing to someone, so.
Yeah. Now.
Oh my God.
One of the notable things about this is he doesn't change. He changes who he's writing to.
Right.
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
He doesn't change any of the rest of the story. So he's about a guy about
killing his pregnant girlfriend.
Who, like, kills his pregnant girlfriend or whatever. It's still about that. But he's writing to Santa about it instead of Eminem. Instead of Eminem. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. Now, Santa, of course, you must not have got him. His desk is at this high school.
He's at, like, an office, yeah.
Oh, no. It's too sloppy when they got him. But anyways. He's written a lot in one Christmas card here. It's pregnant.
By the way, I just want to be clear. No one's ever written a Christmas card to Santa. It's like note paper.
I read about your friend Rudolph with the red nose. He really did just take the tech and just insert
Santa stuff.
Stuff.
I mean, I will say a parody of Stan about Santa is legitimately something I would record and make as a sound alert for the Go Off Gangs at this point.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Your biggest fan. This is Sam. There is like a SNL Stan parody that might be the same thing. That might be writing a letter to Santa. That came after this.
It's just weird that he changed the guy. It's not Stan, it's Sam. But that doesn't really, like...
Yeah, literally is a letter to Santa.
Yeah.
So SNL saw this, and they were like, we could do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did the SNL one come out?
You don't answer fast.
Pete Davidson is the guy, so it's way after that.
Yeah, yeah. Just said hi to
Daniel. Okay, do we need to watch this whole thing, or...
I don't think we do, but that's okay.
Just checking.
I do recommend
2020 was the...
Wow, okay, so it could have... Yeah.
I do recommend people watch the original Santa parody.
Yeah, called Sam. Yeah.
I do remember there was one that was like on the radio here, like the year that song came out as well. I'll see if I can find that one.
Santa also?
Yeah.
It sort of makes sense. The logical leap is there, I think.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. You're writing who else do you write letters to? You know? So very funny to keep the part where you kill your pregnant girlfriend in.
Yes, definitely. And Santa's been known to force that out of people.
Yeah.
I think later the driving sequence, you know, where he's like yelling into
the
tape recorder or whatever. Yeah. I think that there is a sequence like that in the they went all the way through it, and the principal of the school was like, "Yeah, this is great. I love being Santa Claus."
Jesus Christ! At the very least, she should be like in a sack in the back of the sleigh, right, to keep it Christmas themed, maybe. Right?
Oh my God.
That's a missed opportunity right there,
Stefan. I do think that you have really like come into your own in this era as a kind of, I don't know, parody savant or something. And
coming from you, I that really means something. Thank you.
Well,
your Eminem parody, the Slimer Eminem parody you did is, let me say, God, what was it called? What did you call it?
It's called Ghost Who Snacks, I think, or something like that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's called Ghost Who Snacks.
I need to, because John, you've heard my Slimer song, right? Where I'm fucking Slimer.
Yes.
Yeah. That shit's unironically fire. Like, it's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's
Thank
good.
You. Thank
oh
you.
Oh my God.
This is Howell's version. Let me just make sure that you guys are going to be able to hear this. Let me just make sure I've got everything routed correctly. But this like blows mine out of the water. And it is another, this is also going to get a copyright strike probably.
Eminem's going to come for me again for this one.
But. So this is also Eminem, but let me make sure this is routed and then recording properly. So
tooting my own horn here, and also acknowledging that it's rough in parts. I did the vocal line for this in one take, like while I was watching the Go Off Kings, and then sent it over.
And the song is also about fucking Slimer. So. Yep. Okay, can you guys hear this?
Two trails of Echo whenever he flies by, whenever he flies by, whenever he flies by.
This is really good.
Two trails of Echo whenever he flies by, whenever he flies by, whenever he flies by. Goes to snacks. Snacks, snacks, a lot. Slimer snacks. Snacks, snacks. He's a blob. Go goes two stacks, 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 goes two stacks.
There we go.
A green little monster, the people can only see partially. A ghost, he's all slimy and he wants your dinner. Well, if I see Slimer, this is what I'll give him: an orgasm that'll leave his ass quivering, some top that'll put Slimer to sleep quicker than a blast from my proton pack on my back balloon. The local op's gotta be hotter than the food he's eating in the scene from the movie when Dan Aykroyd sees us. Hey! He's got little arms and he seems so crazy, and when backed in a corner, he will slime you, baby. I know that you got a job, Bill Murray, but Slimer's my problem. Now go on, then scurry. So the little green tea is sliming me, and I'm getting all covered in the ecto-peas. They ought to make another one of the movies.
The ecto-peas.
Just me and Slimer getting busy. So, come on, my little ghost from the crypt. Keep your slime on my lips and get some on my tits and get ready. Cause I'm about to fuck this dead thing named Slimer. And this is still Eminem, by the way. He's a big fat blob who's green, and he's got a big tongue and a slimy sheen. And he's been dead for a century, so I'm gonna eat Slimer's green pussy. I said,
oh my god.
So dang mean, and he's only at 50 opacity. So I'm gonna make it bust all over me. I'm gonna make Slimer squirt that green.
All right.
The Ecto P. I also did an Eminem parody for Weird Al Karaoke.
Oh yeah, what was that
way
again?
Back in the day. I was like a nerd. So I like dressed up as a nerd and I did My Name Is, and it was My Name Is Carl. And so it was just like, hi,
Carl's kind of a nerd name.
My name is Carl. My name is Carl. And then, yeah, I did it for Weird Al Karaoke and I think it went well.
Really good. Yeah. Eminem, fun to parody.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also you can only improve his songs. You know?
Yeah.
You yes. can't make them worse.
Yeah.
No, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I found it somehow. Just the text of it started out, "Hi girls, do you like virgins? Has your mom been the only one who's given you encouragement? Want to copy me and do exactly like
rhyme.
I did?
That's a really
get
good
hit and
Eminem
beat
rhyme.
Up by younger kids?" And then it goes on from there.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. Fun Thank times. You, Fun Thank times you. With Eminem. Fun yeah. times, Howell. We have a great listener block. This one is from Nick, a name that will be familiar to big blockheads because Nick constantly fights with his neighborhood Facebook group. He's done it again, folks. Hello, Block Party crew. A while back, you read one of my block tales where I got blocked by someone in my neighborhood Facebook group because I was needlessly obnoxious to a woman who was way too upset over a stop sign. And well, it's happened again. For the last few nights, there has been overnight road construction directly in front of our houses. Loud machines running from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Nobody can sleep. People have been discussing and complaining about it in the group. And then one guy, behind an anonymous name, told us all that we are entitled crybabies who should just shut up because the city knows best. His bootlicking finally got the better of me, so we went back and forth a few times. Then he said he knows more than me because I've worked in civil construction for 20 years. How many years experience do you have? I answered 21 and went to bed. In the morning, I noticed he had spent much of the rest of the night angrily and or stupidly replying to other people. I guess he couldn't sleep either. But the admin had removed all my comments and I could no longer see the original post I had commented on. I'm not entirely booted from this horrible group yet, but my time is coming. Keep up the good work, Nick.
Wow. So wonderful.
Great work, yeah. Nick.
Nice work, Nick.
Always love a reply like that. I've done it for one more year than you. And clearly this guy's not an internet veteran because you never ask a potentially rhetorical question to someone who is terminally online. You will never win that battle. So great work, Nick. If you are terminally online and you have a block, you can send it in to us at blocked@blockedparty.com and maybe we'll read it on the show. You can also donate to the show at patreon.com/blockparty. $5 a month gets you access to 3 bonus episodes every single month, including this week, part one of our very special 50th Blocked Bag, our mailbag. We are going through and answering all of the questions you asked over the last 4 years that we did not answer. And there are so many of them that we had to split the episode into two. Raquel Belmonte joined us for part one, a very fun time. So check that out on our Patreon. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok at Block Party Pod. You can see the video of this episode on our YouTube at Block Party. And we're also on Blue Sky at Block Party. And of course, if you like the show, please tell a friend. We're here at the end of the show, and that means, Howell, it is time for the top three.
Three, two, one.
Trois, deux, un.
Uno, 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 uno.
Mustard.
Three.
Mustards.
Deux.
Girlfriends.
Uno, 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 uno.
All right, Howell, what do you have for us?
Has girlfriends ever been one? Ever been one?
Top three girlfriends?
It was, I think, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Was it? I don't actually I think it was.
Or it was top three exes or something. I think
that's
it was.
That's what they're saying in the song, right?
Girlfriends.
Yeah. Okay, mustards, I don't think
that's pretty good. That's a pretty good one. Girlfriends.
Yeah. Condiments three. Has been.
It's, oh no, that was, sorry, that was a block. Hold on, I'm looking it up here. Top three. Yeah, no, there's, oh wait, hold on,
I thought it was top three exes or something.
Top three things you love about your girlfriend. No, okay, let's see. Exes. Yeah, your favorite exes or someone you went on a date with.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
yeah. So that was Allie Pierce. Whew. Back on back in episode, I don't know, it was a long time in 2021. So
wow. That is, that would be a, that would be a weird conversation.
I think we got through it okay. I mean, Steph doesn't have any exes, so that was easy for him. he was a virgin until he met Irene, but for me and Allie, I think we had a fun time.
Yeah, it was good. What do you have for us, Hal?
His mom was the only one to give him any encouragement.
That's right.
All right. So in the spirit of my new song, Squirrel House, on my new album, I Need Some Help. Squirrel House is a song about after you die, getting buried in the backyard with your ass up, and so that squirrels will move into your house, into your ass, and live in it as
a
house.
Yeah, a house. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your ass is a house after you die. Let's do top three things they can do with your body after you're dead.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Like that.
All right.
Howell, we'll start with you. You're number three.
Okay. I say bicycle. Make me a bicycle.
Oh.
Okay. Now, what would the car sex guy think about that?
he would go, that's normal to me. That's a normal
finally, is what
or
he
is
would
that
say.
A regular car to him? Anyway, sorry, I don't want to get into this, but
So bicycle, obviously, they could just arms and legs, like you're kind of already built like a bicycle. You can just arms and legs, sort of holding the wheels. They're riding your back. If you're lucky, they put you front facing, so you forever you're riding down the road,
looking at the road. But yeah, it would be weird if you're looking up.
No, if you're unlucky, they put you the other way, and it's your ass that's going forward. You know, they gotta put the headlight in your butt or whatever. But the but I like the idea of the headlight in my mouth, and I'm facing forward.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
idea.
They attach the water bottle holder to my cock.
Yeah.
All that's solid.
I like that. Yeah.
Stefan.
I'll go with a crash test dummy, which is potentially a one-time use thing, depending on how fast they're smashing the car into a wall. But I think doing crash test dummy stuff with like actual human corpses, it seems like it would work better than the crash test dummies, right? Mm-hmm. Probably.
I mean, it would work better, and you'd get a really cool video of yourself that you'd never get to watch.
I wouldn't get to watch it, but my family would, and
your family would watch it.
Yeah.
He died the way he lived.
Yeah. This is my dying wish. Is for
Do you guys remember
me.
When the crash test dummies were, it was like a cartoon?
I do remember that.
Like they got, like they kind of were their own.
They like, I think like I had very action figures. Vaguely remember I had
the crash test dummy action crash figures. Test dummy kind of was like C-3PO almost. Yeah. Had like a similar kind of stilted.
Yeah.
I think I had a coloring book maybe.
Yeah.
They I must have that. Had like a friend that was like a child detective or something, right? They had to have something like that.
They were called
an audience surrogate.
They were called the crash dummies. The incredible crash dummies was the line of action figures. Yeah.
And was it a cartoon too? I feel like they made it into a cartoon, but maybe not.
I swear it was. Let's see. Crash dummies cartoon. I'm pretty sure it was.
Series. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I totally remember that.
It was a TV special on Fox Kids.
1993.
Yeah.
It was later repacked as a video to be sold with two of the crash dummy action figures. Yeah, I fully remember that. And I feel like I had the action figures. I definitely had a coloring book. God, the 90s were cool. The 90s were fucking
It was the
cool.
guy. It was made by the guy who created Eek the Cat.
Oh, there
yeah.
you go. There
yeah.
you go.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Okay, number three for me. Someone holds me up at a Leafs game, like as a, like the Leafs score, and I'm like wearing a Leafs jersey, and they like hold up my dead body in the crowd as a way cheering. Yeah. Like I'm like a puppet that they're like, yeah. And then the camera pans and they're like, what the, is this guy on this other guy's shoulders? And I'm like dead and my body's all
really good.
Floppy.
Hell yeah.
Or they could throw my body on the ice. Like Detroit has like the octopus, you know, and I think Nashville's got the catfish. So they can hold me up when the Leafs score and then just chuck me on the ice. And then the ice crew's got to come out and be like, what the fuck?
This team's fans got a dead guy. They got a dead guy.
They got a dead guy. And then the Leafs go on some like winning streak. And they're like, do we got to bring the dead guy back? I think you know, so yeah, that's my number three. How will your number two?
My number two, this one is inspired by our friend Tom Walker's Twitch stream, where he a lot of times lately he's been playing GTA 4 with the traffic turned all the way up, right?
So, wonderful streams, yeah.
He's in GTA 4 and he's constantly getting hit by cars going at infinite speed, and GTA of course does that thing where when you die it shocks to black and white and slow-mo.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the times he's hit at such velocity that his body like will just go spinning in slow-mo out into space or out over the water.
Totally. Yeah.
And his arms are, you know, arms and legs splayed out oftentimes. I think, and it, when I see it, I'm like, how beautiful would it be if you just got filled up with helium or hot air? You're just, your skin sack got filled up with helium or hot air, and then you're just sort of floated out over the ocean.
That's like, nice.
Float away.
I like that. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's really beautiful.
I think it would be very cinematic.
I like that. That's very touching and beautiful. My second one is you stick a hose up my ass and turn it on and see how much you can like fill me up.
That's good.
Yeah. Yep. John?
Number two, Stefan. I want Stefan to do a live blocked party, but like Weekend at Bernie's style.
Yeah.
Where no one knows I'm dead. So everybody flies in.
That's tough because you do more of the talking. 100%. So
I mean, it'll be like, oh, it's weird. They haven't done a block party for like a month. What's going on? You know, you can make some excuse or whatever.
Sure.
And then, and then you wheel out my corpse like I'm still alive for the block party live show. And it's like a Weekend at Bernie's, Weekend at Johnny's.
You could set up a feud where it's like, John's mad at me or something, and that way it'll make sense that he's not saying anything.
Yeah, that's good. All right,
love it.
Okay. Cowell, number one.
Oh, my number one is just sit me right here at my desk, turn on OBS, turn on my camera, start my stream, and just title the stream "Ask a Dead Guy" or something like that, and then and then just leave the stream running until like my skeleton head drops down or whatever, you know, like until it's no longer visible what's happening.
Great. I love that one. I mean, that's honestly better than a lot of the content on Twitch nowadays too. So,
so true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Number one for me, I think shove me in a cannon, launch me, it's sort of similar to the Crash Test Dummies one, I guess a little bit, but just launch me at a wall out of a cannon. I just kind of, I mean, again, I wouldn't see what
yours
happens,
have all been sort of stress tests.
Yeah.
Yours have all been body. Yeah. See what the body can
Love to
do.
Know what could happen. You know what? No, I'm going to change it. Hook up my foreskin to like a crane and see how long you can hang me by my
I'm going to guess not corpse's long.
Foreskin. See how far it stretches out. Yeah. I know, but I just want to see
spin you around
on a crane
and see how long it stays.
And then it just launches me eventually and rips my dick off. So, or my foreskin, maybe not the whole dick, but anyway,
I'm going to guess it's the whole dick.
Probably the whole dick.
Right off. Yeah.
John?
Well, look, you know, I'm going to be honest. I think you two have both shown your ass here because the number one thing I would like them to do with my body when I die is use it as an organ donor.
Wow.
And save some other people's lives.
You can still do that with mine once you're done with all that stuff.
I don't think so. There's a lot of impact there. And I mean, I guess people wouldn't want to use your penis for penis donation.
That's
what I mean. It's too, you know, it's not exactly what you'd like to have.
Small.
Exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
But actually, yeah, I think meant, the best thing you can do
after the, I actually meant after they take the organs out. That's what I meant. I meant after they, they get the organs out. Then
that's too bad. You know, you guys really don't have much love for your fellow man, but that's fine. I think the best thing you can do is, save a few lives, in passing.
That's nice. That's nice of you.
My number one.
Great number one.
Great top three, Howell. Great show as well. So great to have you back, on a main episode. Before we go, anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, my new album, I Need Some Help by Hal Doughty. You can listen to it anywhere you listen to music. You can download it on Bandcamp. Check it out. I think there's some fun stuff on there that listeners of this show would enjoy. And it's music made by the
It's so good. Mexican Coke is, I mean, you've heard it before. It's the song of the summer.
I've heard that people are calling it, everyone is calling it the song of
it's the
summer.
Song
We're
of
hearing
summer.
That more and more and
yep.
more.
Yeah.
Yeah, check out. Also, I mean, there will be. This is coming out right away. I think
it
this
is, episode, yeah,
right? On Monday.
But
yeah,
I think next month there will be a video for Squirrel House coming out.
Wonderful.
I think
using your own ass for it, or
it's we're doing an animated video for it.
Okay.
Me and that a really talented
sense.
Artist.
That makes sense.
It's an animated video. I did shoot a video for Squirrel House like 2 years ago, and it didn't work. And I did also shoot myself on my bed with my bare ass up in the air on a green, lying on a green screen for the video so that I could make these like composite images of my ass sticking up out of like, fields and stuff.
Right.
The whole thing didn't work.
Squirrels to go up there. You're too tight.
I was, I was leaving a trail of acorns up to my butthole and I could not get a single squirrel in there. It was really annoying.
That's tough.
I'm looking forward. The video looks awesome. I'm really looking forward to that coming out. But just the only other things I'll plug are the Big Howl and Possum podcast, and which I think is a very funny podcast with my friend the Possum. And and my Twitch stream is twitch.tv/BigHowlDoughty. And I stream on there 3 times a week. I do a game show stream. I do a movie night with DB, friend of the show DB. And I do a Fleet stream on Fridays where we watch a lot of videos like the Margot. Like the Margot videos.
So there you go.
Wonderful.
People can find that all on Twitter at Howell Doughty.
At Howell Doughty on Twitter, yeah.
There and you go.
I'm on Blue Sky, Howell Doughty, Blue Sky, all that stuff.
Perfect. So give Howell a follow. Make sure you watch his Twitch stream. Listen to the new album, I Need Some Help. As for us, you can donate to the show once again at patreon.com/blockedparty. Ad-free episodes, 3 bonus episodes a month. It's a great deal. Head on over, check that out. You can follow us most places at Block Party Pod. You can see this episode live on YouTube at Block Party. And we'll see you back here next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.